Hi people, hi, my name is Sunday and I wanted to make a mini-series, not a mini-series, like another part of my podcast, and it's not just about life, where I talk about my experience in film and yeah, talking about being a woman in film and art and how I'm navigating art and how art has been very confusing for me. So I'm going to start with my journey in art and how I started doing art all the way up to like how I went ahead to pursue film as part of my career. So I started writing in high school, and I would call it plagiarism. I don't know if it's plagiarism, I would say, but I would take other people's ideas from things I read and books I read, composition books I read, and turn them into my own. So I don't know if it's plagiarism or it's, I don't know. I mean, that's film. You take other people's ideas, especially if you're a director and you create it into a vision of your own. So that's what I used to do when I was young. I would take other people's ideas and I would turn them into a story of my own. And this thing made me get, I would get like, because composition used to be 100, I would get 98, 96 in composition, I would get 97. Yo, I was thriving in composition. So I finally did my class 8. Let's double back. So I got interested in composition writing when I was around class 6. But I got interested. So I would take books and read. I just really wanted to know what to do. And then I did my first exam and I passed. And I did another one and I passed. So eventually people would be like, mimi ninakuja number one when it comes to composition. She'd be like, hey, we should read Sunday's composition. That is in primary, because I got a scholarship, I would say, to study in a private school. My parents hawakukua poa sana financially at that time, so sikuweza kusomea in a public school, in a private school. I nimesomea private school my entire life, but for the first time they were not able to cater for that school fees. And who is God? I was able to get to go for a tuition for tuition in a private school, and the headmistress, and was it the headmaster? He was the headmaster, yes. The headmaster, because there was a director. Anyway, it was a huge line of people. So that's why I'm confusing. The headmaster liked me. He liked how clever I was. He was like, hey, if you would be okay for us to give you like some form of payment plan and would take in your kid, because your kid is very smart. So I got into primary and started writing. And that's how I got into writing, Evo. So that's where I first discovered my talent in writing at first. And then I also had another talent, which is singing. But now I'm focused on writing and film and art. Music, I'm going to talk about it later. So yeah, that's how I got into writing. And in class 8, a teacher, my math teacher, noticed that I have something, because every time he read my competition, they were good. It was like, hey, Sunday, you can write. You can actually write. You have a very creative mind. And this is something teachers used to complain about me for a long time. They'd say I zone out of class, but I didn't used to zone out of class. Let me tell you something. My mind used to go to another world. Like, tunaweza kuwa assembly, and me, I'm thinking of a huge spider coming to attack us, because I used to watch a lot of Club Kiboko and all those cartoons, Cartoon Network. A huge spider coming into parade, and I would turn into this amazing superhero and fight it and save everyone and be like, oh, Sunday, you're the best. Sunday, you're the hero. That was my life. I used to zone out of class, and I don't know how, but for some reason, because I don't know, but primary, I used to like really, really pass. And then I got to high school. I completely forgot I was good in writing. In high school, I was now navigating great. And for some reason, I don't know, because of the trauma I went through in high school, there was a lot of bullying, a lot of backhanded compliments, especially from form fours. niliingia with, alafu pia I had that mindset. Nilikuwa napita kitambo when I was in primary. So hata hapa nitapita, but we, hey, mimi sikuwa hijo kuwork hard for grades. High school is when I worked hard. So I started getting depressed and really, really, I felt like I was disappointing my parents. Everyone knew me as this smart girl, nimeacha primary. People know me as this very, very smart girl, and I can't even get beyond C. So I was really devastated. I was sad. Manze, I was just crying. Like, I was just in a very bad place. So I met a friend of mine. Actually, she listens to my podcast. I hope she hears this. So I met a friend of mine, and she used to navigate her feelings using writing and novels. So she noticed I had a problem of always being in the noise-making seat. So she was like, hey, Sandy, by the way, I think you should definitely try reading. I was like, what do you mean? She told me, for her, because she was never in the noise-making list for some reason, she told me, you seem like a person who likes reading, because I would get things in magazines and I would read them. And she told me, she gave me a novel and I started reading. So I got into reading. And then it revived back that need of me to write. And I started writing. And I know this is going to sound weird, but film is not dialogue-based, it's action-based. But most of my film had action, and then dialogue and action. People would be like, eh, Westando unaandikanga aje, because unaandika action, then a whole nini of dialogue, then action. So my writing wasn't novel-like. But yet, ilikuwa bado, people liked my story. So I started reading, and then one of my friends bought this book from her brother, who was also a writer. And I liked the story. There's a story he brought, and I really liked it. And I was like, I want to make it my own. In primary. So I took the book, and I changed everything about it. And I even gave the girl, I was like, can you give this to your brother, maybe? But she never did. But I told him, could you tell your brother, like, I took his story and I created it into something else. And she was like, yeah, like, she had no issue. Miss Dre, this new thing of people hiding their ideas, if kawapi, I don't know if she ever told her brother. I'm not sure. But I started passing out the book to people, because the guy had written like a small snippet of the story, Na Kwa Mimaliza, and I really liked the story. So I took it, changed it into my own thing, and started passing it out to people, and people enjoyed it. But again, my writing was very different. His was very novel-like. He explained the weather, the nini, the eyes. Mine was more dialogue, action-based. So I started writing, and then kidogo kidogo, I started looking for things that made sense to me. Oh, there's a lizard over there, and it's scaring me, but it's just, it's whatever, let it enjoy. If it just goes down, we have chicken, it's over. But so I started writing and stuff, and people would enjoy my stories. People would be like, hey, Sandy, umetuacha hanging, like, write, like, umpono umetuacha hanging. And I was like shocked, because it's going to expect that form. Okay, I kind of knew people would like my writing because I'm very creative, but it's going to expect that nini, because kuna time ilikuwa inafika I would stay weeks without the book. Like, it would travel and go to other places. To a point, I would even start another story. So then I met other friends, and they kept talking about films they've watched, and they would tell us a whole film about Evangelianza, Evangelisha. We just talk about film all day, Chinese films, nini. We just talk about film. So I decided to use them, is because they seemed to have some form of nini tama for film, and they enjoy film. I decided to use them, so I would tell them a story of this movie I watched, which is coming from my head. And I would give them the story from the beginning to the end and be like, yeah, your movie, look up. And they're like, hey, your movie, can you watch? I don't even have a name. And then eventually I'll tell them, your story, niang. And they'll be so pissed off. But then they would laugh. And so I noticed, okay, my stories are getting some form of nini, some form of attention. Maybe I should keep on doing this. So I had a best friend when I was in high school. So one day I come to her, new idea has appeared. Woo, Sandy has come up with a new idea, and she's coming to tell her best friend about this new idea. And she looked me straight in the eye. And she told me, have you ever thought of doing film? I was like, huh? That me, I always thought I would be a writer, like a novel writer, Ivo. Like in my head, sikuwa nimeregister that there was somewhere else where creativity can be. Like film was never, there's something Nani amesema, what's his name? Feel it, director, has said there was never anyone to look her up to for film. That's the thing. Mimi, I didn't know like film. Nilikuwa na watch zile za Hollywood. So I was like, hey, that's beyond me. Hiyo ni far. So in my head, sikuwa ifikiria that film is a thing I would do. So she was like, however, I was like, no, she told me, ebu fikiria doing film. So because people noticed that I kind of have this artistic thing about me, because I used to sing for them, and sometimes people would call it kirere, I would say. I would sometimes hold class drama festivals where I would call form ones and form twos, and they would perform for us some music and stuff. So people are like, they gave me this idea, like, wewe utakuwa journalist. So in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a journalist. And nikai marinate into wanting to be a journalist. Mimi kumbuka sijui fanya any journalism in my entire life. And for some reason, I thought I would get the hang of it. So I finished my form four. I didn't get such a good grade, to be honest. I got the minimum I used to get in high school. So I was just devastated. I was like, hey, manze, nasikia journalism, lazima ukwe na B. I don't have that. Nikakuwa too very devastated. I was like, hey, I called my mom. I was like, hey, mom, I fucked up. For you, mulikuwa mmexpect nikuje. I fucked up. I don't know what to do. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I was crying. She was like, no, that's your grade. Ikubali. We're not going back to that. Tuna move forward. So in my head, my life is over. I'm never to go to university. It's done. Deaded. Like, it's over. It's over for this bitch. So I got home, and then my parents started asking, after 1 year, so no job nakanga 1 year after you've done your KCSE, right? Yeah, your KCSE thinking, nini. So they gave me that time to think. So people are giving me ideas. My best friend's mom was telling me to do nursing because I think her daughter, wait, no, her daughter was actually, my best friend then was so good in Mao. Like, she would go, anyway, no overdue. But she was very good in mathematics. So she had an idea. Oh, I don't know if she had an idea. In my head, by the way, if we'll ever come to talk one day, in my head, like, I used to look up to her a lot because nilikuwa naona, like, she's so focused. She knows what to do. I'm so confused. At some point, I want to be a doctor. Kidogo kidogo, I want to be a lawyer. Kidogo kidogo, I want to be a journalist. Like, I was just so picking out what made sense, what looked like it was the it thing kwa wasee. Like, wanta what? Daktari, ooh, I want to be. Then my friend, alikuwa anapenda science. So I was like, I'm going to be a doctor so that we can be together. You get that kind of thing. But yeah, akasema, yeah, she wants to do CPA, right? And akaingia, and she was sure. At some point, she also wanted to do nursing. Anyway, it was a lot of things happening at that time. So her mom was like, your grade is not that bad. You can do nursing. I was like, hey, apana, I don't want to do nursing. Like, Mimi, nilikuwa nimeandika Dr. Sandet, so pali, but yo, I never saw myself as a doctor. Maybe a lawyer, because a lot of teachers used to say me nilikuwa napenda ku argue with them, and there was like, mtoto wako atakuja kuwa lawyer, but nah, I just never saw it. So I'm done with my high school. People are giving me their own suggestions. Someone asked me to find hospitality, and then ika ring. Oh, people said I can be a journalist. So I went to my parents, I was like, I want to do journalism. So they have like a neighbor around who did the same thing as me. So they went ahead and asked him, hey, Beze Flani, you did this? Yeah, my daughter wants to do that. Is there like, because again, there's no one to look up to where my parents could be like, hiya, umsana make money using media. So akukuka, okay, media kuna journalist, and that's the thing, that's why hata nikuwa nendoko, because kuna journalist, kuna Caroline Mutuko, there's all these people, unawana apo wakiwa journalist, anchors, news anchor, but then kwa ataka kwa news anchor. Jokes on me. Anyway, so I wanted to be a news anchor, So yeah, mimi ndo huyo, my parents, and he told us the school he went to and it's good. In fact, at that time, KMC was the best. It still is the best school when it comes to media, film, and all those things. So me, I went, and they were looking at my grades and stuff. So in order for you to be a news anchor, you have to get a certain grade in English. I didn't pass the pass mark. So they were like, you can't do news anchor. Nah, you can't. You cannot do it. Yeah. Remember, coming from someone who used to get 98 in English and in composition. So imagine the devastation when people are telling you like, I was like, yo, I used to write. I can write. And they're like, no. Nah, it's not for you. But good trial. So they pushed me to where, because sasa siwezi ingia anchoring, but I still want to do anchoring. So can I push wapi? Radio station. My mom refused. Mimi, I can't explain, but my mom was like, nah, my daughter cannot do radio. First of all, alikuwa anasema, squeezy, celebs are the ones who are being taken into this. By then, my mom was very ahead of her time. She says, squeezy, hata sionangi watu wakifanya. Mtoto wangu atazunguka huku akitafuta kazi. No. So the teacher, the lec there was like, okay, fine. We'll give her something that doesn't require your English, but she's not going to do media. I was like, hey, what do you mean? So they are making decisions. They are means like I don't exist. Like, but she's not going to do media. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to go to film class and you're going to do editing. And I want you to take this paper because in order for you to enter KMC, you have to write an actual application letter. But then me, I'm surprised nilienda ati inashoaje KU and I was just admitted. Yo, KMC, you have to write a letter of interest. I want to join this and these are my grades. And then you get all those papers and send them. So mimi ndoyo. I was taken to film class and I started editing. But to be honest with you, I still do editing. I still love it, but I didn't feel my creativity was being used enough. And I know the walimu wa editing watasema, you're still very creative, whatever. But I just felt so enclosed in editing. You're just sitting in one room, watching a computer and cutting, adding music and doing. Sometimes you're not even doing your own thing. You're just using a script that a director gave you. And I admired the directors because they would come to our editing suite and sit with us and give us the ideas. And I admired it. And I think the place that completely solidified that I wanted to be creative and active as a director and a writer was KBC. So I went to KBC to do my internship. And there was this lady, she used to come badai into the editing suite. And she used to do sports. And yo, she came with ideas, farming, whatever. Like, I was like, yo, I want to be you. Like, I'll just sit there and listen to her talking about the places she went to. And by the way, I also love traveling. So she'd say she's going to Naivasha to do a story, Nakuru to do a story. So I was like, yeah, this is the thing I'm looking for. Because Mimi, I'm also, my mom used to call me Johnny Walker. I like very intentional movement now that I'm older. But when I was a kid, Mimi nilikuwa natembea. I was everywhere. So it's like, yo, Mimi, I just want to travel. Like the way she's going to Nakuru. Siju Mara Amenda outside Tanzania. I was like, yeah, this is the thing for me. This is exactly what I want to do. So by the time I went back, because even after I did editing, I was still very confused. Nikaanza ku have a lot of love issues pia katikati. So I was very confused. What do I want to do? So I got my first heartbreak when I was in KBC. And it ringed. Like, kichwa yangu tiligonga kata. By then, I had listened. Like, nikuwa nimesikia some places. So I really wanted to do directing. So I went back to school. And by now, I had made a choice. I want to do directing, writing, and editing. Because I do have the skill of editing. I can be all of these things. Like, the thing I love about film is you can be very multi-talented. Okay, sometimes people delegate, which is good, by the way. Because another person could be the
best editor. Like, I know a friend of mine who's the best editor, and I would give him my work anytime. So, and maybe you're good at other things. So people know things, but they can delegate. And that's what I love about directing. It's very diverse. You can have like an idea of this, like an idea of that. And that's what I wanted to do. So I went back to KMC. Now I was very intentional with what I want. So I would sneak into the directing class just to sit and listen to what they're talking about. And the lecturer started noticing that, Nikana, this chick has made a decision. So he started being very kind to me and mean at the same time. He became very hard on me. So he would use my tape to explain, Hapa, you have done wrong, Ivo. Like, he would do it in front of class. And it just became hard to me, but he would call me later and tell me, Sunday, I know you felt really heartbroken that I was critiquing your work, but that's what makes you a good artist. I was like, yo. So he noticed something about me, so he would really try really hard to try and give me some form of passion or vision, evil. So I did nearly my editing, and I got my good, I think I got a second distinction, and it was really nice. We celebrated, blah blah blah, and then a friend of mine, after we are done with our exams, asked me, before I even got my transcripts, he was like, Sandy, what do you want to do? Do you want to continue this journey of editing? He was a guy who's apparently the cutest guy in school. I don't know if he still exists, but he was the cutest guy in school. So, yeah, me, I just like hanging out with people who look good. So I just enjoyed his company regardless. I knew it's not that I wanted to date him, obviously, but I enjoyed his company. So he asked me, because I was with them, and he asked me, Sandy, what would you like to do? And I told him, I want to be a director. And I'm going to go back to school, and I'm going to study film more. And it's like, hey, utamalize hapa? I was like, no, I'm not done. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to go back, and I want to become a director. I was like, hey, good for you. Go ahead and pursue your dream. So that's how I went to KU. I applied. Before Ata Nilingia KU, I did some other jobs, but I just never felt fulfilled. And I would leave those jobs in 3 weeks, in 3 months. Because I was like, nah. I'm still a film babe. So I would go back. Go back to KU. And yeah, that's how I applied for a degree after doing, because I got a C, so I had to do my diploma first, and then I did my degree. By the way, I could have done my degree I could have gone to university, because at that time, a lot of us had failed. So they had said it's okay for us to start from a certificate or a diploma in university, but Mimi, after Kuambio, KMC is the best. I was like, nah, I need to go to KMC, which I feel like it was a huge part of my growth. KMC, I respect at school. It was a huge part of my growth. I went through a lot in KMC. And I feel like KU is the most peaceful place I've ever been, but that's another story. I'm talking about my journey in film. So yeah, so Mimi nilirushwa film. No, I had had some snippets of like, you should do film. But nilirushwa film without knowing. Like, I was like, yo, what are you guys doing? So that's how I was thrown into film. Fast forward, I'm now in KU. I'm doing my degree in KU. So now I'm navigating film as a lady. Mimi, I didn't know, like, there was a lot of, these are things they don't talk about. First of all, you as yourself, to me, I struggle with all the time. Number one, imposter syndrome. Yo, Mimi, I struggle with imposter syndrome when it comes to film. I have these amazing ideas that I would like to put across, but my imposter syndrome cannot allow. I'm like, oh, it's good. But what if I tell somebody else? Maybe they can make it better. And we were talking with my friend recently, and I was telling her this, the story that I did in high school, and I wanted to revamp it to make it more African-like. And she was like, and I kept asking her, what would you do? And she was like, believe in your story. Only you can tell that story. Only you know that story in your head. And that's basically directing. A couple of years back,
honestly, I've done mostly assistant directing. I haven't done the full-on directing. And it's not because I can't do it. It's because I'm afraid of doing it. And these are the things they don't tell you in film. Fighting the anxiety and the imposter syndrome. Maybe it's every artist, but maybe I'm talking from my perspective as a filmmaker. The imposter syndrome. I see, this is the thing, this is the difference between me as a lady and men. I have two guy friends, and they are very confident with whatever they offer. They're like, this is my work, and I think it's going to make sense. In my head, it makes sense. And they're very confident. You can't tell them otherwise. But me, I question every idea I have. I'm like, yo. We can make it better. We can make it better to a point that I don't even actually do it. Because I'm so afraid. Like, I'm like, yo. It's not the best it can be. So recently, my friend told me, like, you need to trust yourself more often. And this is something I'm struggling with, especially now as a filmmaker. Like, I'm really struggling with imposter syndrome. Even with this editing, I've done it for 3 years and I still feel like I can do better. Like, I can be a better editor. Hey, I'm even saying better. Anyway, but those are the things I'm struggling with. Like, I feel like if someone gives me a project right now, I will fail that person. Like, that's the thing I'm struggling with. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, lady me, because, you know, I can't put my trauma onto everyone else. But me, personally, the way I see guys in this profession of mine, they're so confident. Like, my guy friends, hey, what a two idea, and they're going to see it going to the Grammys and stuff. Me, I'm like, yo, before you end up a Grammy, do you think there's something I should add to make it better? It's sometimes when I help, but sometimes people come with so much idea that by the time they're done with their story, it's not the story you wanted to tell. Like, there's a film I gave my guy friends, and it had a very good message. It talked about the hateful nature of love. I don't know, but it was basically, and I know I did a very shoddy work, but that was the first draft. But it was how love can turn to hate. And I focused it on how, like, sometimes women and men, yeah. And by the time they were done with us, I was like, hey, this story ni anani? Because it ain't mine. This is not my vision. This is not what I had seen. But I could not speak out. And again, this is also another thing I'm struggling with as an upcoming director. Speaking out when you feel your vision is going, hey, which. Like, my vision was like, what is happening? Yo, what is happening? What is happening? And recently, a friend of mine, it's not a friend, a guy I met, he was doing like a small documentary on pneumophobia, which I have, by the way, because I can't stay away from my phone. He was doing a documentary. And while we were there, I noticed he didn't have the full vision. No, he had the vision, but he didn't know how to bring it out. So I would help him and tell him, do this, do that. Why don't you take a shot of that, this? And he later came on and told me, Sunday, you need to work on that. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have done that kind of documentary. I was very confused on what. And even the second day, because the second day I was sick, so I wasn't able to shoot. He told me the second day I wasn't there, he really struggled. So if I was there, I would have helped out. I was like, yo, this is what a director does. Why am I so afraid of doing something that I know I love? I know I see the vision in my head. Before I come and tell you the idea, nimeiona. In fact, kuna time I think I'm crazy. Nitaamka hapa kwa sitting room, like our place. I'm saying hapa as if you guys are here with me. I wake up here in my home. And I'll start practically acting the scenes. I'm like, okay, no, so I won't say at a movie. But I can't do it. When I'm put on set, I freeze. And these are not things I see men. And I'm talking from experience. Like, the men I've interacted with, they don't freeze. They're like, enjoy the angle when we're doing it. But Mimi, I freeze. I'm like, oh, you, okay. Maniaka in a very, very sticky position. And also, sometimes my ideas would go and I would not even take credit for them. I would be like, okay, Nule na ni alisema. And it took one of my classmates and friend now to tell me, hey, Sunday, take some nini for your work. You can't be a people pleaser forever. You can't be people pleaser in business. And that's what I like about her. By the way, from the word go, she knows herself. I liked her confidence. And I don't know, I'm watching an episode of Phil Director, and Weeks talks about comparison. And I believe this is something that I have. My comparison is not like atimina endanga pochi to try and make myself better. No. I'm like, yo, I wish I could be like him. And I know I have the power to do it, but I don't do it. I don't know. Each chicken yetu niliwaambia. Ikisikianga tu nikirecord, suddenly it starts. Anyway, the one who lied to us and told us at a chicken in a croak. Is it croak? Well, English again, ningumu. But the one who told us that you were in a nini asubuhi, that's a fucking lie. Because hii kuku inalianga every time. Ikiamka jioni, kukuruku, asubuhi, kukuruku. Every time. But that's the thing. So I'm learning how to navigate film and imposter syndrome, especially in film. I was recently given like a director role in a certain, in a class project I was doing. Yo, I struggled. Hey, yeah. Yo. I was fighting for my life. I was like, hey. And at some point, they were like, ama tukutoe as a director. Because I was struggling. You see, I don't have the creative power, which I always thought, even though directing, having the creative power. I don't have the creative power. I just have the, what is it called? The managing power. So me, basically, they would say I'm an assistant director because that's not directing. But I don't have the creative power. So when they gave me the managerial part, I was like, hey, Jesus, you're finished me. And they tell me, this is what a director is supposed to do. I was like, yo, me, I didn't know. Me, I came here for the creativity. Yo, what's happening? And I struggled. Like, I was really struggling. Anxiety of, am I doing the right thing? And I have no one to talk to. Me, I always say I'm an only child. So I have no one to, like, tell, hey, maybe I'm feeling this way, I'm feeling that way. Nah, it's just me, myself, struggling with my thing. So I'm just there struggling. And sometimes I would just back off because I'm feeling pressure. Because at that time, everyone thought I knew what I'm doing. So everyone's just coming like, yo, you're not doing this right. Yo, everyone, guy, they're just beating me. I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can we relax? Please, let's breathe in and out. And so by the end of the day, I was able to get a little bit of a hang of it. A little bit, by the way. I didn't me managerial. Hey, me, I don't know. Now I understand why there's always an assistant director on set. Because if you have the creative power and still have to figure out, like, all these things. And I'm not saying that it's simple. Because, yeah, there are things, obviously, directors take care of, like, actors and stuff. But just doing all those things on your own. Hey, that's how I felt. Me, I felt like I was screaming. I was like, hey, yeah, yeah. And they're still, and I would go to the meetings and still ask me, so what's your idea? When I'm thinking, Miss Japeana schedule. I'm like, yo, you're asking me about an idea and a Japeana schedule. And also, I think the thing that has also really broken me down is this person who has a dream in directing is people's comments. And that's why I always say people's words are very powerful. When I was struggling, despite the fact that I was struggling with managerial part of directing, I was also struggling mentally. Like, I was really exhausted at that time. And I had not told anyone that, hey, man, I'm just exhausted. The only person I was talking to was my partner. I was telling him, yo, I'm exhausted mentally. So I had not told anyone. So, one of my classmates said something really hurtful. So, because I was really exhausted because I was going to school, going back to this school and doing meetings at 4 a.m. And they would shout at me like, yo, why are you not coming to class? Why are you not doing this? So, I would just go back and start crying. And I'm like, I would call this a friend of mine I usually call. I don't know. Now she's very busy. I would just call her and I would cry. I'm like, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my literal best and working with whatever I have. Yo, I was going through a lot. Like, mentally, yeah. I was in the pits. Like, me, honestly, I thought I could not go anywhere. So I would even forget things. And I've talked about this here before. I was like, yo, and that's me. I hopefully, when I do get to a place of power, I do pray for God to give me a lot of understanding and a lot of kindness in my heart. So while I was going through that phase, me morning meetings. And I've always said I'm not a day person. I'm very much a very night owl. Usiku, I function a lot, but in the day, I'm like, but it's changing over time because these days I've noticed I'm sleeping at night and working during the day. But here time, I wasn't, like, I would function very well at night, but I wouldn't be able to function very well in the morning. So I would miss most of the morning meetings. And I tried. That's the thing I was so devastated about. So at some point they had said, so if you feel like you can't do the morning meeting, say mapema. So me, I told them, by the way, the morning meeting is a little bit hectic for me. Because first of all, nimekuja shule, I have class in like 3 to 4 hours. And then you want me to wake up at 4 a.m. And then after tumemaliza meeting, I bathe. Nioge tena niende shule, another hectic day of assignment and projects, and I come back, I don't know how I did those two schools, like how I juggle those two schools, relationship and mental health at the same time. Me, I was just feeling like, this is what I'm going through, and I'm a young babe. Imagine a wife, a mother, and all those things. Women are strong. So me, I told them, I can't do the morning meeting. Like, I can't. And they said, oh, it's okay. We'll work. But then all of a sudden, they were like, nah, you can't do the morning meeting, RJ. So it became like a whole thing. And they would, I don't know, maybe at some point they used to talk about me. And they're like, who's director in Angani? So eventually, one day I come to class. And this is why I say, I hope I do get a lot of kindness in my words. And I tell them, I open up again. I'm really struggling. I'm in school. I have projects. I have all these things. And you guys, some of them you'd find, and I understand, there are people who work so well with a lot of work. But they kuna watu, they work. And this is the thing about understanding people. And that's why I'm saying people need understanding. Not everyone can function like you. There are people in the class who had already known how to work that way, like going to work and doing these things. Me, I've never, this is my first time doing this hectic thing. So it says something really hurtful. They said, Mimi, I just drew a life with our director in Agani. I was like, yo, that thing broke my heart, by the way. I was like, I'm really trying my best. And this is the thing, you need to check how you talk to people because you don't know what that person was going through. At that time, me, I was going through a lot. Hey, I was going through a lot, and the only person who could understand I was going through a lot was the friend I was calling, because I would open up to her. I would not open up to them, because in the first place, they are shouting at me. It's like telling me to open up to someone who's telling you, you're so dumb. You can't open up to that person. I would just open up to this girl and tell her, by the way, I'm not feeling okay. And I don't know how to tell them at this time that I'm not feeling okay. Kwanza, because I was given that role up around December. By the time I've been burnt out the whole year, because I don't know, for some reason that semester had a lot of work. That semester was just, it was like, it was holding me. I was breathing, because I don't know, it had a lot of projects, I would say. And then I'll come back home and I'm just exhausted and I just want to sleep. And then I have a meeting. I'll just feel like, now I understand the 9 to 5 thing. Because imagine, umetoka from 9 to 5, work. And then, John, you can have a meeting. And you're like, And I understand. By the way, again, I understand there are people who can be able to function that way. That's the thing I've understood. And that's why I'm saying I need understanding of people. There are people who can work at any time. Mwamke, shesa, sitas, or sikwa, she'll work. But there are people who need that rest period. And I've learned this from my mom. My mom has workers and people who, she opened a company a few years ago. And she talks about there are people who, you need to learn how people work. And I see how my mom functions with people. And that's why I hope when I do able to do my own thing, I need to have better understanding of people and how to deal with people and how to talk to people if I feel like they have a shortcoming, not just throwing their dreams in the gutter. Imagine if you wanted to be an artist and then I told you, you're not going to be an artist because you came late today. You're not gonna be a singer. Like you see, I'm destroying your dream at the same time instead of helping you. So yeah, that really broke my heart. And it you imposter syndrome will end up from 50, because it was already at around 70 years, to now 90. I was like, bitch, I'm done. Like, yo, me, I just called and I'm like, me, I'm done. Me, I can't do this, because already I can't do it, so just remove me. But I don't know, somebody talked to me. I think it was my friend. She told me, imagine Sunday, don't give up. Like, I know Saina feel hard, but there's a reason. Me, don't give up. Watch our kutusi, watch our sema, you're not okay, whatever. Me, I understand. You keep doing what you can do. So I was like, yeah. So thank God. Things happened. Thank God. School ikakatika. And you know, nilikuambia, I was going through a lot to a point baka nasahau. Like, my mind inapotea. Now I understand sazine parents how they can forget things. Because mimi hadi akili yangu ilikuwa inapotea. I'm like, yo, kwani naenda crazy? Like, and then nachukua pen up and just forget. I might even forget my own number. Like, ilikuwa imefika your point. So then, school ended, and that's not the only comment that broke my heart. Another comment that happened, it was actually for a friend of mine. So there was a film I was supposed to do, and I kept pressuring him, like, give us the script. Like, because he's a perfectionist, I would say, him and his other friend, they're perfectionists. So inamaanisha hiyo script wataifanya like 100 times. And I get it. You're supposed to change it as many times as possible. That's something to lisoma. But ilikuwa inaenda extreme. Again, I repeat, they change the story too much in a toka from the story that it used to be. Inaanza kuwa something else. So I'm like, okay, guys, mume change. So this is a different story. This is not the focus. And ilikuwa imeanza nayo. So they had changed the script. And by the way, we were on a deadline, like a short deadline. So we walk into somewhere and he says something really mean. It's like, yo, Sunday, where was the kakwa director? Again. Yo. I was like, why? He said, kwa sababu unanipatia pressure. I'm like, yo, that's what a director does. Maybe I'm confusing. See, a director is supposed to ask this for the script so that they can be able to understand it. Ndo aweza kuivisualize. Kwa sababu tuseme script writers wakae na script, tuseme for 10 years. Ujaiona yu script, uoni kuna vision flani hapa hivi. Like, that's what a director does. So it's like, I was like, okay, it's fine. I mean, that's what you, if that's what you think. And Nadi Wicks was saying that criticism is something that she really struggled with. But there's a difference between criticism and actual mean words. Like, let's say this is your dream. And I come and just push it down the drain so much. But again, there's something that really helped me your time. I was really struggling. There's like a video my aunt sent me a long time ago. It was about a model. And she talked about her story and how she was able to navigate no's, rejection. She talked about how she received, like, I think 10 no's until she finally got her final yes. And that video really held me down. I was like, okay, yeah. Because when I started to doubt, I'm like, yo, am I doing something that I'm not supposed to do? Because 2 people so far has told me that I won't be a good director. Am I doing something so bad that anyway, maybe I need to rethink my career choices? But then I was like, before, I didn't even want to become a director. I wanted to do something. I just wanted to be in the creative space. I wanted to do writing. I wanted to do all these things. And I started getting in touch with my writing and doing these things. And I started getting confident. And I'm still struggling. Even now, I'm still struggling with those things. And those words, they still hurt me. Even now, I feel pain. I'm like, yo, you didn't have to tell me that. You could have used many different ways of telling me something. And Some of you are just saying, someone, like the friend of mine said it out of bitterness. He didn't say it out of criticism. Because if it was criticism, he would have told me. By the way, I think you're being too, like, una pressure, Sisana, to give us the script. And maybe we want to perfect it. So maybe change that. That is criticism. That is something that I would take and I'd be like, oh, okay, I would work on that. But telling me, where's kakua he because of this? Anyway. That's besides the story. That's their story. That's their belief, I will say. And there's a book I was reading, and it was the 3 laws, I think. And
it talks about sometimes people remove, say things out of their own thing, and you take it and you put it in your heart and it breaks your heart. And this is what the things I was picking up and putting in my heart. So that's how my imposter syndrome grew. When it comes to directing, because when I remember when I was on KMC, I was confident, but after those two words and those failing times, I was just like, hey, maybe I can't not do this. But yeah, so those are the things I'm struggling with when it comes to film. I'm still learning and I'm still navigating this thing. I'm still struggling, and I will tell you more struggles, but Staki Hiki took us so long. But yeah, so as a filmmaker, personally, I'm learning to be more confident. I'm learning to stop the imposter syndrome. I'm learning to actually do projects that I believe in and stop pushing projects on people because I'm afraid to do it, and standing behind people, because that's how people say mean words to you, because they utter you na guts. So, yeah, I'm learning to do that, and I'm learning to love myself, and I'm learning to accept myself as a filmmaker, because this is something that chose me. I always say film chose me. I never chose it. Mimi siku kachin kasama, I want to be a filmmaker. Nah. People told me. And I was thrown there. So I know, and I still know that this is something that I have to do, and this is something that I'm going to do. I just don't know how, as per now. But yeah, that's my story. And so I wanted to create like a mini series of me talking about my film experience. Maybe people can just share, especially ladies, like, how is film and art taking you, and how you're dealing with anxiety and imposter syndrome and not lack of confidence and naysayers and people telling you really hurtful things. So how do you deal with that? How do you navigate that? And yeah. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I know I come and go, come, go, come. I know. But yeah, I went back to school for a minute there. I was not feeling okay, but now I'm top on, so I try recording more, and especially if I'm talking about film, because this is something that I love, man. So I'm going to continue talking about it. And yeah, so thank you everyone for listening, and remember, every day is a learning experience. So take what you can and be the greatest person you can be.